This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. As flood and fire season approach, two workshops today will help people living with disabilities get ready in case of emergency. Natural disasters are especially dangerous for people living with disabilities because of the challenges of evacuating. Pitkin County is hosting two workshops which will cover potential disasters that residents might face, like the Lake Christine fire. Emergency managers will walk participants through signing up for emergency alerts and creating evacuation plans with checklists of supplies, like medication and important documents. The workshops are at 1:30 at the Basalt Library and 4 o'clock at the Pitkin County Library. Local contractors and architects can learn about affordable, environmentally responsible, and resource-efficient building at an active construction site in Carbondale tonight. Kristen Kay reports.
The ACES Urban Farmhouse is an affordable housing project for the organization's educators. Green Line Architects designed the building and will lead tonight's seminar. Steve Novi, a principal at the firm, says he saw the project as a chance for some hands-on learning about green building.
When you have an opportunity to talk about a building project and actually go on site and see and touch and learn about the systems that are being built, it's really helpful.
Tonight's seminar will focus on the Urban Farmhouse's foundation. It uses less concrete than traditional foundations, which cuts costs and makes it more energy efficient. Tonight's event is the first in a series that will be held throughout the project's construction. Other seminars will cover the building's shell and framing. Novi says while the sessions are aimed at industry professionals, anyone can join. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
State lawmakers have given final approval to $30.5 billion budget package for next year. Capital correspondent Scott Franz has more.
Democrats are calling it a budget for all. It includes $175 million to pay for full-day kindergarten. And thanks to a bipartisan deal, it includes $300 million for transportation, which is $70 million more than originally planned. The budget earned bipartisan support in the Senate. In the House, only one Republican joined all the Democrats to approve it. But there's still more work to be done. Governor Jared Polis still needs to sign it. And lawmakers need to pass bills to spend some of the money on kindergarten and transportation. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.